We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Buffs Prime Time.
Play action, sets to throw. He's going for the home run, and he makes the grab. End zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Oh, what a throw!
Buffs Prime Time is presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. Now. Here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, we get to talk about a 2-0 Colorado football team after the Buffaloes took to the road for the first time in 2020 and won in Palo Alto, California, 35-32. It was shortly thereafter we found out that the Buffs game this weekend with Arizona State had been called with the COVID issues around the country. We've seen many of college football teams have been hit by that. It was not the Buffaloes. It was Arizona State that got hit with some positive tests, and so the game was called. And I know there was some thought that maybe the Buffaloes would play a game this weekend in some form or fashion. That is not going to happen, as we heard from Athletic Director Rich George earlier today. And so it's a bye week, as it turns out, for Carl Durrell and the Buffs. The head coach is with us. By the way, we're going to talk with Brian Michalowski, the outside linebackers coach, and Joshka Gustav coming up a little bit later on in the program. But Carl, you come off the high of a victory last week, and let's get ready for game number... Oh, there is not going to be game number three, as it turns out. So kind of an unusual week for you guys.
Yes, very unusual. And but you know, we used the week to really benefit us on getting some things shored up that have been plaguing us for the last couple of weeks. And you know, going through the first game, and we knew that, you know, we had such a strong push that UCLA was trying to do it in the second half, and you know, created a bunch of big plays that got themselves back into the game, and we finished the game and won the game. That was good. And then we play Stanford, and you know, we shored up a lot of those things. So we from talking about from a defense perspective. So, you know, we did a nice job. I felt our defense really carried the offense in the first half. You know, we sputtered some in those first two or three series offensively. Sam threw his first interception. But the defense did a great job of keeping them out of the end zone. And that was something we were preaching prior to the game about, you know, when Stanford gets in the red zone, we have to make sure we hold them to 3 points. And just to keep it you know, the game the way that we wanted to manage the game. So our defense did a tremendous job at the beginning of the game, and then offensively we started getting some things going and kind of got caught rhythm. And so it really worked well with both sides of the ball playing complementary football, understanding that sometimes you're going to have one side of the ball not as in sync as the other, and that other the side that's in sync has got to do a great job of keeping us in games.
Yeah, there were so many great performances in that game. We'll talk about all of them here. I'm wondering from a team standpoint, you know, you've had to, you know, deal with all these adversities and uncertainties. And so from, you know, kind of a week-long period here, the team didn't know what may or may not happen. I'd imagine you guys talked about that early in the week in terms of, guys, here's what we're facing. We don't know the answer, but let's keep the nose to the grindstone, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, so on Monday, you know, when we found out early in the week that we weren't playing ASU, our game was postponed or canceled, we knew that, well, what happened to UCLA and Cal, playing on Sunday last week, that kind of started or was announced on Friday that would happen. So, I told the team, we're on high alert. You know, we're kind of like a military outfit or SEAL group that's ready to jump out of a plane when called upon. You know, it's one of those things that's the nature of our season this year. I mean, it's going to be where if your game's canceled, there's still a chance that you might pick up another game, another opponent, or hopefully a conference opponent towards the end of that week. So, you know, we've been on high alert all week, even though we've been shoring up some things and trying to fix some things offensively and defensively with practice. But our mind was still, well, there's still that chance. There's still that chance that we might be playing someone by the end of the week. So the announcement came today that, you know, obviously we're healthy other than our game. We're healthy as a conference other than, you know, ASU. So all the other games are going to be played, and so it is going to be a bye week for us.
Well, what will Carl Durrell do on a bye week like this on a Saturday when everyone else is playing college football?
Well, we'll continue to work on our progress with our next opponent, which is USC, so that's next Saturday. So we're going to spend some time really starting to game plan that part of it starting on Saturday. So we did some things this week fundamentally, doing some field instructions and some fundamental drills, and kind of getting some of the guys that are kind of nicked up, kind of getting them a little bit healthier, sure, you know, so they'll be ready to play for next week. But we spent most of the time shoring up some things, and then on Saturday we're going to have a big walkthrough, kind of an introductory walkthrough, you know, working on USC.
Okay. Are you a football watching head coach?
I am.
Will you take in a game?
I'll take in many games.
Will you? Okay.
Yeah, I go through and I watch games differently. My wife can't stand watching games with me because, you know, she follows the ball and, you know, she's a fan. Oh, that was a great play. Well, I'm looking at, well, that guy missed that tackle, or he missed that block, or, oh, man, he busted on, you know. So she doesn't see things that I see.
Right.
So she usually complains to me about, I hate watching games with you because you're not just a fan.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'll watch plenty. There's always so much to learn, you know, and I always try to find games and show examples to our current team about things that were good in terms of execution and things that were poorly executed. So, and a lot of it's dealing with game management stuff, you know, things that are in critical situations and knowing how to operate in some of those situations. So I'm really trying to educate our team and understanding the full gamut of playing the game.
You know, I do the same thing, right? I'll sit there and go, well, I'm not sure I would have said that under those circumstances in regards to the broadcaster. So, right, it's what you know and what you do, so you kind of identify. Are you the kind of guy where you watch something and go, ooh, I hadn't thought about that. That's interesting. Maybe we could borrow that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you can learn a lot, and I learn a lot every week, you know, watching professional games and college games. So you learn quite a bit with being in certain scenarios and how you would make a decision and things of that nature. So I'm always trying to find those little nuggets to try to find a little piece to learn from and use, you know, if we can use it for us.
Is there somebody, and I know when you first got this job, you were asked the question about, was there somebody that was a mentor to you as a coach? Is there somebody in the business that you've always admired where you said, okay, that guy, you know, in terms of the way he mentally approaches games, really impresses me? Is there somebody like that you can think of?
I would say the first guy that off the top of my head that really taught me a lot about game situational football as a player was my coach,
okay,
Homer Smith. Homer
okay.
Smith was the offensive coordinator at UCLA when I was the receivers, and he was also the quarterbacks and receivers coach. So he was a coordinator and he coached both positions.
Wow.
We always meet together in terms of both those positions, you know, meeting with him, and he would talk about 2 minute and 4 minute and different scenarios of a game and, you know, what the quarterback's thinking, and, you know, and it really helped us as receivers understanding what their mental process is. So I've been trained since as a player listening to that type of information from my coach, and then as I got into coaching, you know, there's a number, Terry Donahue was a big factor in that.
Yeah.
And here, in Bill McCartney, you know, he's one of the best at understanding how to finish games. So, you know, I learned a lot from some really good mentors in my coaching career.
You know, Tan Boyle, our basketball coach, is on the rules committee in basketball. I think he's in his final year there. He and I were chatting about that a short time ago, and he said, you know, I thought I knew the rules, and then you get into that committee situation where every year you're breaking stuff down and really looking at it. And he said that was a learning process for him. When it comes to, I mean, there's so many rules in these games. There's no way one person possibly knows all of them. We see officials that get confused every once in a while. That's a big aspect of what you guys do in terms of how then you can use the rules to manipulate the game down the stretch. Is that something you try to stay up? I'm obviously trying to stay up on it the best you can, but maybe put some extra effort into trying to understand exactly what the nuances are?
I do, and I try to teach those elements to our team. Uh-huh. You know, we and I tell our team that, you know, we want to be in these situations and be able to execute in these situations really because we're prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And I say most programs on average don't prepare for a lot of the things that go on, and that's where you see mistakes that are made where a game could have been won late and, oh, my goodness, they didn't execute this, and, you know, it ends up turning against them and not in their favor. So I do try to stay up on all of those instances. And I learned quite a bit in the NFL, which, you know, if you can imagine, you know, in the NFL, you have so much time to prepare for football. I mean, because that's, I mean, football is a, you know, it's an 8-to-5 job, you know, for players and the coaches that are around the building all the time. So you're able to be more detailed with NFL players because, you know, you get so much more time with them than you are with a 20-hour rule in college. So, but I've learned quite a bit from a number of people. Like I said, there's some really bright people that I've learned in, from a college level. And, you know, Bill McCartney was one of the tops at it. You know, my former coach, Terry Donahue, was one of the best at it. So I've always had that inkling in my background since I've been around that of really staying on top of those types of things so that, you know, we can be able to manufacture and execute when we need to.
I wonder, in a week like this, I saw that John Wilner, who's one of the top information guys in the Pac-12, said that they've kind of been following us across college football, that where they've seen an issue pop up in regards to the pandemic is when the guys who are left behind on a road trip got teams on bye weeks. Because, yeah, you let your guard down a little bit. Is that something you've talked with the team about? Okay, fellas, we're not playing this week, but we're still on the clock kind of thing.
Absolutely, and that's been every day this week, you know, Monday through today's Thursday. So, you know, we do that every day, is talk about, you know, how the importance of us staying healthy, you know, our health as a team is critical for our success. You know, we won a couple of games. We're in a good position to control what's in front of us. And we need to manage and control those things that we can control that's in front of us, which is our health. So, you know, we use all those examples. I mentioned the example after the first game at UCLA, after that win in the locker room. I said, well, you know what happened to Wisconsin, you know, after their first win, then all of a sudden they had a, you know, an epidemic that happened within their team, and they were missing, you know, a couple games. So I do try to use every example I can to try to keep educating these guys on how important that we need to stay together and be focused and keep our so-called bubble.
We've got one more. Yeah, exactly. We got one more segment with Carl Durrell. Buffs will not be playing this weekend. The following week, they'll be at USC. And we just found out a couple of days ago that USC game time's not been set. They've called upon the six-day rule, so we'll find out what time UCLA and Colorado, or I beg your pardon, USC and Colorado kick off this coming Sunday. So we'll figure that out. Brian Michalowski still to come. We're going to talk with Josh Gustaf, the outside linebacker. It's Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company. We'll take a quick time out. We'll continue after this. This is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment. Made to chill in a canoe holding a beer instead of a paddle. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Find out what happens when road rage takes a deadly turn. Rent Unhinged, now available at Redbox, starring Russell Crowe. He's a man whose actions escalate to deadly proportions as he becomes single-mindedly determined to teach his single mother a lesson after she impatiently honks at him at a red light. Watch Unhinged, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Ugh, I have to do laundry when I get home. I have to lug all my clothes over to the washing machine. Then I get to put them in the dryer and accidentally shrink my cashmere sweater again.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
I'm gonna fold all my socks into little balls! Yeah!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, done right. That's what I like.
I am a nurse.
A firefighter.
A college student.
A mother.
And I am an American soldier.
I will always be ready
for every storm
and disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa debit card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa debit card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa debit card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets, outpace, and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of CU Athletics.
University of Colorado football is brought to us by Avery Brewing Company. Stampede is the official licensed beer of the University of Colorado. For those looking for a quality Colorado Gold Lager to be proud of, Stampede charges to the front. Find Stampede near you at AveryBrewingCompany.com. In fact, if you're watching us, this show is always streamed, by the way, on the Buffs Facebook page. You can see they've got actually some product right behind us. And Carl and I are not allowed to touch that during the entire show, by the way. We can't touch the lager back there. Buffalo's coming off that 35-32 victory last week over Stanford in Palo Alto. That's just never an easy place to go and play. And that's what makes that – I'm not sure the fans – right now everyone's just so excited about we're playing football. I'm not sure they really appreciate what kind of win that was for you guys last week. That's a difficult road trip.
It is a difficult road trip. And Stanford, from my history, being in the conference when it was the Pac-10 at the time, it was always a tough place to play, and it's not like there was a raucous cloud or anything or crowd or anything like that. It was just, I guess, the ambiance of that stadium. Yep. And I would tell you this, though. At least they had some really good ambient noise, and you know they had it where it elevated on good plays and yeah. went down on bad plays. So
did you notice the trees in the front row?
I did. And matter of fact, David Shaw and I, before the game, I was sitting out there, you know, at the 50-yard line talking to him. I said, that's a nice touch, having those trees in the end zone. And he said, yeah, they just added them, and they're going to plant them around the county there. So, yeah. But it is a tough place to play. It is. And, you know, I was really – our team was really focused. You know, they did a nice job of just, you know, absorbing the atmosphere for what it was or lack of what it was and just bought into each other. And they just fed off our own energy. And like I said, the offense had a little bit of a sputtering of a start, and the defense played well, and then offense caught up, and then we ended up playing, a fantastic game.
Boy, we did a shot with Sam Noren, the TV show, this week. And I said, you know, Sam, after week one, everyone is impressed. You had a heck of a ball game. But I said, you're smart enough to know this. That was one game. And now let's see you go do it again and again and again. He seemed to indicate, he said, I've really been trying to buckle down more each and every week. How was your evaluation of Sam in that Stanford game?
You know, what I really like about him is he's a next play mentality guy. Mm. You know, so when he made the one mistake early in the game on the interception, you know, he knew it was a bad play. He quickly diagnosed it, digested it. It was quickly gone out of his system, and he nice. Moved forward. So, you know, sometimes that's hard to do. It's hard to do for quarterbacks to, you know, forget about things that have happened in the past so quickly, you know, because they're guarded on the next opportunity of what happens. And that's not part of his nature. Sam is he's a great competitor. He knows he's not perfect. He knows that. But he feels that he's going to make more great plays than poor plays. Mm-hmm. And I feed into that. I believe in that philosophy, too. So, you know, there's good teams that have good defenses that are going to have good plays against the offense. But the goal is to make sure your offense is making more plays in their defense. And that's kind of how Sam has bought into it. And he's done a really good job these first 2 weeks.
He goes for 255 yards, two touchdowns passing, had to have the one interception, two rushing touchdowns. Carl, when you go back and watch him, I mean, I think I asked this question based on his limited playing time over the course of his career. Is he going through his progressions? Is that still a work in progress? Or how do you see him from a mental standpoint?
Mentally, he's as good as a guy that's been a veteran player. Hmm. You know, that's what really been impressive about Sam is that even though he doesn't have many starts under his belt or many plays under his belt, he plays like he's been there before.
Okay.
You know, he has that command, that confidence. I think the offense feeds off of his energy. He does everything of a veteran quarterback, what you would expect a veteran quarterback or a 2 or 3 year starter to be. Mm-hmm. And he's doing those and exhibiting all of that stuff right now. So I've been very impressed with how he's handled his success. He knows he hasn't been perfect, and he knows that he's grounded about continuing to get better week after week. But I've been very impressed with where he is right now.
Your wide receiver core is really fun to watch. And, you know, here I was thinking about, you know, the last couple of years we had LaVisca and KD, and they kind of got the you know, majority of the pub out there. But you look across the course of that group you've got. You got Daniel Arias, and he's a great-looking player. Maurice Bell is really showing something. Dimitri Stanley is explosive. When he gets the ball in his hands, he's about as exciting as anybody we've seen for quite a while around here. And I'm not even, you know, scratching the surface of those guys. That group, you're a former receiver. I mean, you got to look at that group and go, that's kind of a fun little group you got out there to work with.
It's a great group to work with, and they're young.
Yeah.
You know, we're still a very young team. You know, Dimitri Stanley had a really good game. He had 6 catches, over 100 yards and a touchdown, but he's a sophomore.
Yeah.
You know, we're a young group out there, talented. We're going to get so much better, you know, with as we continue to play and gain more experience. But it's fun to watch. And all of those targets and those names you just mentioned, the quarterback has tremendous confidence in all of those guys.
Sure.
So he doesn't look for just one guy or anything like that, which a lot of schools do. I like how we're spreading the ball around. And he's confident. You know, Sam has given these receivers some opportunities to make plays. You saw Brendan Rice had his first touchdown.
That's right.
That was a busted coverage, a corner blitzed, and the safety didn't rotate over the top. And both Sam and Brendan Rice saw it. He threw it to Brendan. Brendan ran it in. And how about his first catch being, or second catch? He caught one in a UCLA game. But yeah, it's a big touchdown on the road, you know, and so that tells you a lot about how confident we are as coaches in all of our personnel. We expect them, when their name's called, you better deliver. You know, it's we expect you to make those plays and generate offense for us and keep the chains moving and get some points.
You had a couple of guys that got boogered up a little bit in that offensive front, had to move some guys around. How did they grade out up front there?
Graded out really well. Kari, you know, he was normally our left guard, and he played center for us. And, you know, he had a couple of snaps in the game that the early part of the game where he was probably a little bit nervous, but he settled in and played a fantastic game. I thought Chance Lytle, who slid into his spot at the left guard, he played really well for his first start and played, 80-plus plays. But the player of the game that we ended up giving, he's one of our offensive players of the game, was Frank Phillip. I think Frank had his best game so far as a Buffalo. Played very consistent, had great protection, had great run blocking, just kept the quarterback clean, and it was really one of his best performances. So, here's another young tackle that we feel has tremendous potential, you know, beyond Colorado. Yeah. So, they played well. They played well.
Yeah, Brady Russell went down with an injury in that ball game, and then, you know, Matt Lynch, the former Bruin, who's come back home now to play for you guys, and C.J. Shemansky. How did those fellas fill in without Brady?
Yeah, Brady went down early in the game, unfortunately for that. And, you know, Matt Lynch was the guy that kind of came in and did most of the duty, and he lasted about two quarters, and then he got nicked, and then C.J. Shemansky came in, and he helped finish the game and did some really, really good things. So, you know, we got Nico Magri, too, who is a guy that's been on our defensive side that we moved to offense a couple of weeks ago. He's been helping in terms of the tight end position. That's the one area we're a little bit thin right now, with Brady being down and Matt's kind of nicked too. So, you know, we're trying to continue to train guys to help fill some roles for us on the offensive side. And that's probably what this week has given us as a blessing, is that with no game, we were able to give some guys some reps at some areas that they haven't really had much time to do.
So you talked about how the defense kind of helped out the offense here in the first half. You get in that fourth quarter. Stanford scores 16 in that fourth quarter. When you went back and looked, what were you seeing there? Were there defensive breakdowns, issues? What was going on?
You know, the defense, I felt, played really well. They still had a few big plays on us that were we actually cut that number down in half to what it was the first week. But I felt they played well. I mean, we really got after the quarterback. We kind of confused him on some of his reads and coverages, and he was concerned about pressures, and all of a sudden they were doing a lot of max protection, keeping both backs in, and because we were bringing pressure from everywhere. And, you know, Tyson's done a nice job with the game plan in that week. And, you know, so we did a nice job, I felt, you know, for our defense to kind of keep them, you know, keep their numbers down. The only thing that we look back on, and we watched the tape on Sunday and talked with our players Monday and through the rest of this week, was that we had our hands on about six balls in the course of that game, that if we had three of them come down as turnovers, it's a different game. The game's probably a little bit more comfortable for us if we came down with some of those balls. But the best thing about it is that we're touching the ball. We're getting to those balls. We're making pass breakups, and, you know, we got a fumble late in the game with Nate. But I think those touches are going to be turnovers in the future.
Sure.
You know, because our confidence is getting bigger, I mean, stronger each and every week. And I think it's going to really feed and help our offense to be as good as it can be.
Did you think the back end, that young secondary, did they grow up a little bit from week one to week two?
They did. Yeah. You know, first of all, there's still some pass interference penalties that they've had. A couple of them I already reported to the conference, and they came back to me saying that shouldn't have been called.
Okay.
So there was a couple of tick-tacky calls that were made. But I felt coverage-wise, it was much, much better. Yeah. Much, much better. There weren't people just running free like it was the first week. So we've made some really good steps of improvement there. And this week right now that we're just finishing up is another big step to that progress, too. So we feel really good that our defense is trending in the right direction.
Nice.
Offensively, we're getting a little bit healthy. You know, Brady's going to be out for a while. So we're going to continue to develop some tight ends to kind of help in that area. But like you said, the receivers and backs and Sam, we're good to go, so we'll be ready to play when next time we roll out the ball.
Well, it's not going to be this weekend. The Buffaloes will not have a game on Saturday after the cancellation, and there was nothing that seemed to fit to make sense for the Buffaloes, so it's a weekend off, and next week then we'll get ready for that USC game, Coach, and enjoy your Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be working. I'm still going to be working, doing the things that I normally do, but trying to stay one step ahead of everyone else. But
like it.
But I like where our team is mentally. You know, they're in a good space, that they're confident. They know that they're not perfect. They know that we can still play better than what we've shown so far. Right. And that's kind of the caveat right now, is really to try to continue to keep them focused on getting better. And then we'll go roll out and do the best we can the following week.
I like it. All right, that's Carl Durrell. He and the Buffaloes with the bye week before USC. Coming up next here in the Stampede as we come to you from the Champion Center at the University of Colorado. Outside linebackers coach Brian Michalowski comes your way next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you old at Hazel's Beverage World before or after the game.
Buffs fans, we all know the comforts of home. The rush of Ralphie thundering into the stadium, inspiring the fans and cheering our Buffs to victory. There's nothing like winning at home. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to bask in that Folsom Field feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites, alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to take on our slots and table games. Head to Monarch Casino Resort Spa after the game.
Find out what happens when road rage takes a deadly turn. Rent Unhinged, now available at Redbox, starring Russell Crowe. He's a man whose actions escalate to deadly proportions as he becomes single-mindedly determined to teach his single mother a lesson after she impatiently honks at him at a red light. Watch Unhinged, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment. Made to chill in a canoe holding a beer instead of a paddle. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets, outpace, and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of CU Athletics.
Hi, I'm attorney Rob Wilhite from the Sawaya Law Firm. As an alumni, class of 2000, our Buffs need to stick together. If you've been injured in an auto or work accident, give us a call at 303-GOOD-LAW and let's make an appointment for your free consultation. Accidents can seem overwhelming, but we'll make it simple. Let us handle the insurance companies while you focus on what's most important, your treatment and getting healed. We will fight, fight, fight for your victory.
Back on Buffs Prime Time here on the Colorado Football Network. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Our program brought to us by Avery Brewing Company. Time for our assistant coaches segment. And outside linebackers coach Brian Michalowski joining us in year number two for the Buffaloes. And here you sit at 2-0. Everyone's feeling good. It's kind of fun when, you know, it took us so long to get to this point. And now here we are sitting 2-0. And so things are rolling along and everyone's feeling good about things.
Yeah, it's been a great start for us. And Coach Durrell's done a good job of preparing the team to play throughout the year. Yeah. I feel like we've done everything that we needed to in difficult circumstances to, you know, come out on game day and be ready to go. So it's been great to have a great start at 2-0 to reflect that.
You know, here we talk about the players and what an odd journey this has been for everybody. Well, it's been for everybody, I guess, now I think about it. But how about for you? You come here 2 years ago. You're on a brand-new staff here at Colorado. In late January, early February, there's a coaching change. Nobody knows what's going to happen. You coaches are left in a situation not sure what's going to happen. And yet you're lucky enough to stay on with a brand new head coach and have to learn a whole new kind of circumstance and culture. That's a heck of a year for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think you said it, 2020 has been a crazy year for just about everyone. Yeah. But 2019 and 2020 has been incredibly eventful for myself and my family. We my wife and I got married. We have a son that was born last football season. I did get more time to spend with my son, which was great.
I bet.
So there, I think that in life you're gonna face adversity, but when you can find the opportunities in the adversity that you face, and for I think a lot of people that this year has allowed them to spend a little bit more time at home and with family, and so I got that opportunity. But yeah, it's been a ride for sure.
So what was that like? So you know everything kind of gets finalized. I guess it was in probably early March when everything was really finalized from a staff standpoint. And all of a sudden, everything falls apart. You're not here on campus. Everyone's back home. I know you're doing Zoom calls. We've all become intimately and knowledgeable about Zoom at this point in time. But that's kind of a crazy deal. Now, you did keep your defensive coordinator, so that was the same. But that's quite a transition to Carl Durrell and a new staff. How have you enjoyed working for Carl so far?
He's been great. He brings just a great experience from the NFL level. The last few years being able to be a part of, I know he takes a lot from Coach Flores down at Miami, who's turned around that organization down there, doing it in a fashion that is derived from the Patriots.
Yeah.
So to see some of those things that he wants to involve in the program has been great to witness. And obviously, he has a great experience in the Pac-10 at the time, being a head coach. Mm-hmm. So he understood what that experience was like, and he understands what this place was when it was a great top program in the country. So he's been very driven and has had a great vision of the culture that needs to be created here, mm-hmm. and he's done it. Excellent job throughout the year to be able to implement that. And a lot of people would say, hey, you got some things stacked against you as a new head coach coming into a new program and laying a good foundation. But we did a great job on Zoom, and we did a great job in July, and we did a great job in September when things were shut down, and we kept everything together.
Yeah.
And his leadership has been very, very valuable in that process.
That's awesome. Let's talk about your guys, the outside linebackers. Carson Wells has been outstanding, obviously. But overall, kind of encapsulate your group and how you feel about how they played so far.
Yeah, Carson Wells, it's great to be his position coach going into his second year. So he's really clicking through two games. He's been awarded by us coaches as a defensive player of the week in each respective week. He had an interception against UCLA early in the game and would have liked to see him score on that one. I know he's picked off the Bruins twice now in 2 years. And we gave him a hard time last year for getting tackled, and so again this year. And he was very good against Stanford as well. So he's playing very consistent, which isn't a surprise. He's a consistent practice player. He's grown in his leadership role within the room. We do have a lot more inexperience in the room this year, so to see him grow as a leader has been awesome. I can trust him as a coach to echo all the things that I coach, and he does a great job of that. Guy Thomas is a newcomer. He's coming from Mississippi Junior College ranks after starting his collegiate career at University of Nebraska, and we're glad that he left the Cornhuskers to come down to be a Buff. But Guy is a very physical player. He was a big part in us holding Stanford to 70 yards rushing.
Yeah.
We knew that they wanted to run the ball, and we did a great job setting edges with Guy. So continue to develop him. We have Jamar Montgomery, who was here a year ago, coming from the Kansas Junior College ranks, and for him to have consistency in position coaching and having the consistency in the scheme with Coach Summers has been great to see him develop in year two. And he's just developing not only on the field but off the field, which I'm incredibly proud of him. Josh Gustav is also in his second year.
He had some experience on special teams last year, but he's played in both games on defense. He was someone that if I had to say who really took advantage of 2020 the most, he worked his tail off on his own. And he's been a sponge to the coaching, and it's been awesome to see his development. He's become a very capable pass rusher for us. And, you know, we have a group of freshmen that are really promising for the future. We have Alvin Williams, who is high motor, high energy. He's playing on some special teams right now. He ran down, and he loves getting down there on kickoff and creating havoc on kickoff. Devin Grant is a freshman from San Antonio, Texas, that's showing a lot of wiggle and a lot of twitch and a lot of burst at practice. And he, you know, he's contributing on special teams as well. And then Jason Harris is someone that has come in and been willing to do everything in the weight room and in the meeting room to develop himself. So we have a bright future with those young guys, but it's been great competition in my room. And when you have a group of guys that you have that amount of confidence in, it allows you to keep them fresh on the field, which is great.
This week here is such an odd week. So, you know, we're on the high of getting to 2-0 and getting the victory over Stanford. And then very quickly, I guess it was on Sunday, we kind of found out the chances are we're going to be playing. Then it was ultimately canceled this weekend. The challenge of keeping these guys focused, understanding we're playing at a high level right now. Let's keep the momentum going. Let's make sure we're taking care of business, even though it's turned out to be a bye week. That's a challenge for you guys this week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but so is 2020. So
yeah, we should just expect it.
Yeah, and so you roll with it. We have used this week as a great opportunity for us to focus on academics. Mm-hmm. We've used this week as a great focus to get our bodies back and get in the training room. I told my guys today, I mean, we're outside linebackers. We're linebackers, and we will hit and we will deliver blows. And this is a physical game, so we need to make sure that we're living in the training room at this point, so that we can play strong the rest of the year. So it comes at a good time for us, and you know, we just play the cards that are dealt to us the best way we know. The best way we can.
Yeah. Well, listen, we knew it was going to be kind of an up and down year, and you never knew it was going to happen. It was going to be unpredictable. So that's, to borrow your phrase, that's the hand we've been drawing this week. So we'll take the week off. The Buffs will take on USC next week. Well, good luck. Enjoy your – I don't know if it's a bye weekend for you, but you're still going to be working. I can guarantee you that. But a little bit of time off this weekend with the family.
A little bit, yeah. We'll watch SC play Saturday night.
Yeah.
And, but we're getting after it every day.
I like it. That's Brian Michalowski, outside linebackers coach for the Buffaloes. They've got the bye this week, and the next week they're at USC. We'll take a timeout. One of his guys, Joshka Gustav, outside linebacker, is going to join us next here on the Buffs Primetime Show, presented by Avery Brewing Company. This is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill in a canoe holding a beer instead of a paddle. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
Every Colorado fan knows that playing at home is an advantage. But when you're ready for a home, the competition can be fierce. A verified approval letter from Rocket Mortgage can help. It tells sellers that your offer is good, helping your bid compete with cash buyers and giving you an edge in the home buying market. So when your finances need a home field advantage, Rocket can. Get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information and personal report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing lender license in all 50 states and unless consumer access code number 3030.
At Elevations Credit Union, we're big in a local way, and local in a big way. What do we mean? When you bank at Elevations, you'll find the sophisticated financial products, services, and technology you need, and the investment and community you deserve. We're not too big, we're not too small, and it's easy to become an Elevations member. Banking. It has a sweet spot, and we're it. Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Insured by NCUA.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online, and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Buffs fans, we all know the comforts of home. The rush of Ralphie thundering into the stadium, inspiring the fans and cheering our Buffs to victory. There's nothing like winning at home. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to bask in that fulsome field feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites, alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to take on our slots and table games. Head to Monarch Casino Resort Spa after the game.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. Back at the final segment of Buffs Prime Time on the Colorado Football Network tonight. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Our program brought to us by Avery Brewing Company. Stampede is the official licensed beer of the University of Colorado Athletics. For those looking for a quality Colorado Gold Lager to be proud of, Stampede charges to the front. Find Stampede near you at AveryBrewingCompany.com. Time for our player guest today, Joshka Gustav, linebacker for the Colorado Buffaloes out of Hamburg, Germany, joining us. You're what? Are you sophomore now?
Yes.
Second year player. All right.
Yeah, this is my redshirt freshman year.
So. Okay. Sophomore. All right, so sophomore academically.
Yes.
Redshirt freshman. You've been getting some playing time. Last year we saw you mainly on special teams, getting out there on the defensive side of the ball. How are you feeling about being out there and playing? How you doing?
Very good. I think it's great that I can get some snaps that I can contribute to our season this year. And, it feels great to be out there.
Tell folks your story. Well, I mentioned you're from Hamburg, Germany. We were kind of joking before we went on, just to make me feel old. He was born in September of 1999. Holy cow. So tell us your story about how that worked out. You're a German native, and yet you end up here in the States playing for the Buffaloes. How does all that transpire?
So, yes, my brother and I, we went to the United States in 2015. I was a sophomore in high school. He was a senior.
Okay.
And we just went over to play football here because we started playing football in Germany. And we just kind of wanted to take it to the next level. And we knew this was the place to be.
When you think about Europe, you think of soccer. But American football, in Germany especially, I understand, is quite a big sport, correct?
Yeah, it's getting bigger for sure. It used to be pretty big with the NFL Europe. But sure. It's gaining popularity again now.
Do you come from an athletic family? Maybe mom and dad or anybody else? Were they athletes? Or?
Not so much. My mom was a skier when she was younger, but not so much now.
Okay. So where did the athleticism come from?
I'm not sure. actually, I'm not sure.
Did your brother end up playing as well? Where's he at?
Yes. So he did his senior year in high school, and then he went to Morningside College in Iowa.
Okay.
And he plays defensive end there. He's a senior now. Okay. And he just broke the sack record.
Did he really?
The sack record for the school, so that's awesome. Wow. So he's doing great over there, too.
I know where that's at very well. My first college job, I was in that conference back in the day. So
oh, yeah.
I've been there many, many times. When did you learn English? I mean, I would imagine you grew up speaking German, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I grew up speaking German, and we started learning English in first grade. So okay. I've been speaking English for quite some time, but obviously it was a little different coming here, only speaking English.
Right.
So I definitely had to get used to that, but... Yeah, I think I adjusted to it.
Do you ever do any? Because I think it would be kind of fun in the middle of a ball game to start trash talking somebody in German.
No, I mean in high school I did it, but here I just got to focus on my assignment first.
And by the way, I can say this: my mother's maiden name is Schlittenhardt. Okay, so I'm 50% German myself, and everybody on that side of the family spoke German. It's a very harsh language.
Yeah, sounds harsh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what is "I love you"? I think is what "Ich liebe dich," right?
Yeah,
yeah. So see, I mean. Even that, you could say that to an opponent and they think you're trash talking them.
Yeah, I just gotta focus on my assignments first. maybe next year when I'm more comfortable.
There you go. When you're a veteran player.
Yeah.
Hey, you play behind Carson Wells, who's really become a veteran player. He's doing outstanding for the Buffs. What are you learning from a guy like that as a young player?
I think the thing that I learned from him is to be a smart situational football player, because he's just got great awareness. He knows which play is coming and the enables him to play fast. So that's really what I try to do with him, too.
Okay. And I suppose having a guy like, even though he's an inside guy, Nate Landman, I mean, you've got a couple of great players as a young linebacker to kind of learn from and watch the way they go about their business, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I can definitely learn from all of them, and they're great leaders. They're not afraid to tell me what I'm doing wrong just to help me.
Yeah.
So all they want to do is just help us get better.
You know, here I'm thinking about your young man. You come from Germany. You come to the States, play high school football. You've been accustomed to adventuring, if you will, having change in your life. That couldn't be easy, though, for a player like you. You come here as a freshman, and then there's a coaching change. And so the staff you come under changes in large part. They still have Brian Michalowski, obviously.
Yeah.
But that creates some challenge for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was definitely some uncertainty there. But I was really happy that Coach Bemek was able to stay just to have somebody on the staff that I still knew from last year.
Tell me about playing for him.
Oh, he's a coach. He's more of a teacher than a coach. He really – that's what he prides himself on, too. And he really teaches us how to be a smart football player, because we all have the athletic ability. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have to coach us really on that, but he's really smart with the fundamentals of technique and being a situational football player.
Tough week. Like I said, here you guys are playing very well. You're 2-0. You're going to get ready for Arizona State, and all of a sudden the game's off.
Yeah.
Right? And now you got to kind of throttle it back a little bit. But I know, talking with the coaching staff, they've been very, I think, diligent about, hey, make sure – we're taking care of business this week, right?
Yes, yeah. We definitely we were taking care of our bodies, but we still got good work, and we had long individual periods just to keep working on our fundamentals. But we were on high alert because we didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
We might have been playing on Saturday. I don't know. But yeah. So we just kept preparing.
And so now you guys get the weekend off, and now you got to really take care of business this week and make sure you guys are still healthy, right, to get for that game next week at USC. Enjoy your weekend. Take care of business. Let's get ready for the Trojans next week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Josh Gustav, you bet. Outside linebacker joining us here for a couple of minutes. By the way, quick programming note, next week the show is on Tuesday because of the holiday. Next week, Thanksgiving on Thursday. As we put a wrap from the Champion Center on Buffs Primetime, presented by Avery Brewing Company. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, and this is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hi, I'm attorney Rob Wilhite from the Swire Law Firm.
As an alumni, class of 2000, our Buffs need to stick together. If you've been injured in an auto or work accident, give us a call at 303-GOOD-LAW and let's make an appointment for your free consultation. Accidents can seem overwhelming, but we'll make it simple. Let us handle the insurance companies while you focus on what's most important, your treatment and getting healed. We will fight, fight, fight for your victory.
Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment. Made to chill in a canoe holding a beer instead of a paddle. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Buffs fans, we all know the comforts of home. The rush of Ralphie thundering into the stadium, inspiring the fans and cheering our Buffs to victory. There's nothing like winning at home. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to bask in that wholesome field feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to take on our slots and table games. Head to Monarch Casino Resort Spa after the game.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets, outpace, and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of CU Athletics.
Buffs Primetime has been presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.